Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. Curiosity about what life will be like beyond this earthly existence is very common. The Scriptures unfold the curtain just enough for us to know that the eternal life offered through Jesus Christ is grand and glorious. It is free from everything that saddens and hurts us here on earth. It is an eternity of living in paradise. But there is still a mystery about it. The mystery doesn't frighten us. It intrigues us. We want to know. One assurance that the Apostle John gives us is that we will be like the Lord Jesus. Today, in this life, we are making ready for this great and blessed transition.
Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away in the morning. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away.
Home of the soul, beautiful, blessed
there we shall rest,
kingdom of life,
free from all care,
happy and bright,
and where
Jesus is there,
no
he is the light.
Oft in the storm,
lonely or weak,
we are sighing for home,
longing for thee.
Beautiful home of the ransom beside the crystal sea. No tears in heaven there, no tears up there. Sorrow and pain will all have flown. No tears in heaven there, no tears up there, no tears in heaven will be known. Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away to a land where joy shall never end. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away.
Welcome to our study on this edition of Moments of Inspiration. I hope you are among those who believe in Jesus Christ and that your belief is strong and it's healthy today. I pray that God is living in your heart so that you have the assurance in the promises God has made for us and to us regarding our life here on this earth and the eternal life in heaven. If perhaps you are listening to our words right now, and you do not know Jesus Christ or know about the offer of salvation in His name, we hope to encourage you in such a way that you will want to learn about our wonderful Savior and our coming Lord. For us who hold to the Bible as God's inspired Word, we believe in its teaching us about how to live in a way that is pleasing to God. The commands given through Jesus and His apostles are provided to bless us with the best life that can be had here on its earth. By obeying God's will, we reject many things in life that will bring hurt and harm to us and to all our relationships. So by choosing to live under the Lordship of Jesus, we base our decisions and our behavior on a biblical standard. The promise of God in Jesus Christ is that when we die, we will live again. Life does not end at death. We live by faith and live in hope of the resurrection to eternal life in heaven. As best as can be expressed in human terms, this life is far better than anything we can imagine. We are told that the dwelling place is totally free from all evil, and that in itself is very appealing. Because of the evil motives and actions of people, so many today are victimized and they suffer in many ways. Well, heaven is completely void of any evil. In heaven, all conflict is removed. There is no illness, aging, dying. No pain is to be experienced there. The Bible writers have tried to describe the living quarters. Jesus told his disciples that he was going to prepare a place for them and that he would return to this earth to take them to that eternal home of the soul. In one conversation that Jesus had about the resurrection, he said that we would not be sharing in the marriage relationship anymore. He said we would be like angels. We would not have human characteristics of being male and female. To our human minds, that is difficult to grasp. This is far different from our physical life here today. The basic human relationship created by God is that of marriage between men and women. The family structure is built upon this God-given, God-designed institution. Mankind has abused it, broken it, maligned it, and in sinful ways perverted it to satisfy immoral sexual desires. But ahead for the saved is a life that does not include marriage. And that creates this mystery and a curiosity about the imperishable life that is coming. For us who have named the name of Christ, our purpose and goal is to be more like Jesus every day that we live here on this earth. When John wrote that when Jesus appears, we will be like him and that we will see him as he is, I cannot comprehend, nor can I share words with you that will satisfy the questions about a new and a glorified body. Jesus Christ is our perfect model in humanity. We live following the theme of WWJG, What Would Jesus Do? We live to be a light in this world, as Jesus was the light of the world. In the resurrection, we will be like Jesus in his glorified state. On the mountain, it was Peter, James, and John who were present to see Jesus transformed. His appearance gleamed with a brightness and a brilliance that would outshine the sun. I think we can only see through the eye of faith a beautiful home, a resting place, where everything is a blessing. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. Living in this unsolved mystery isn't difficult if we trust the Lord Jesus Christ. He has gone before us. He has lived in this world of sin and sorrow. He's died. He rose again, and he conquered death and the grave, proving that he can offer eternal life to us. There is so much to share about Jesus Christ. There is so much to know about him and his words of life. I pray you are longing to have the blessing of a new, imperishable, and glorified body, one like that of the Lord Jesus Christ.
I will meet you in the morning, just inside the eastern gate. Then be ready, faithful pilgrim, lest with you it be too late. I will meet you. I will meet you in the morning, just inside the eastern gate over there. I will meet you in the morning. I will meet you in the morning. I will meet you in the morning over there.
lamps all trimmed and burning for that bridegroom, watch and wait. He'll be waiting at that meeting just inside the eastern gate. I will meet you
in the morning.
I will meet you
in the morning.
Just inside the eastern gate. Over there, I will meet
you in the morning.
I will
meet you in the morning.
I will
meet you in the morning over there.
I will
meet you in the morning.
I will
meet you in the morning.
Just inside the eastern gate over there. Gonna
meet you in the morning.
I will
meet you in the morning over there.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.